The known scientific name for the Asiatic elephant is Elephas maximus. Fascinating, yet unpredictable. This next hour strives to be just that. This, the Elephas Hour.
Hello, and welcome back to the Elephas Hour. I am your host, Zachary Williams. If this is your second time here, welcome back. Thank you for sticking with me so far. And if this is your first time here, welcome. I do wonder what brought you here, but it may have had something to do with this being an audio drama podcast with the emphasis on the audio drama portion of it. This is not necessarily a full-fledged podcast. I will not be talking for very long, so don't necessarily expect that. But you can expect the unexpected here in terms of the stories you'll hear in the audio dramas. So we are now in the month of November. It's a bit chilly where I'm recording right now, San Antonio, Texas. I don't know how cold it is where you are, wherever you're listening from. I personally like the chilliness and the coolness, maybe not necessarily coldness, that comes along with winter after coming past fall. But I just like the briskness and the fall leaves falling off the trees. And all the deliciousness that comes around at Thanksgiving or before then. Maybe just sit around and drink hot chocolate and try to binge watch a season of Call the Midwife. Which is something else I like. I like the British stuff. I like a lot of British stuff in the UK. Mostly TV shows. I don't know. I like some of the food. I haven't tried a lot. I have tried clotted cream once. Admittedly, it wasn't all that spectacular. But still, it was kind of nice. And like I said, I like British TV shows, I like Downton Abbey, Call the Midwife, although I do believe Call the Midwife is slightly better. I say this because most likely a lot of the stories you'll hear on here have a basis that is maybe the characters are British or it'll take place in a British setting, and this story takes place there, so I'll just go ahead and get into it. This story doesn't necessarily have a particular setting. It takes place in England, but it doesn't necessarily have a particular time setting or place setting. I kind of wanted to create sort of an old-timey, comfortable serial something. Just sort of like, I guess it's what we here in America consider the UK might have been however many years ago. But it's not necessarily, you can't necessarily put it in a particular time frame. It's just kind of, It's sort of an older time frame, but I wouldn't necessarily go and just try to place it in one location. Essentially, it's sort of a rescue story. I don't know if I would call it a rescue story or just a search story, because the plot centers around this small group of closely knit people searching for someone as a favor to another friend. And that's one of the themes I tried to present in this film, just the feeling of teamwork and learning about one another and getting to hear everyone's stories, especially people you might not know that well. And that's actually another theme in this. The idea of hearing everyone out and not reacting, just blindly reacting to what you think is one aspect that you see on the outside, and hearing the whole story throughout, which is something that I hope you guys do as you listen to this. So if you don't mind, I'd advise you to curl up on a chair or sofa or wherever you want to sit. Maybe you're in a coffee shop. Just settle down with your coffee or a snack, or if you want to give off an air of authentic Britishness, a cup of tea. So I'll just get out of the way and let you sit back and enjoy The Reactionary Bastard.
You're listening to Turnstile 23, the premier radio station in the county. I'm Timothy Chester, and this is Life Going On. Well, if you're travelling to Treston anytime soon by train from London or nearby, you can be sure you'll receive a warm welcome by a few locals at the station, or in the near future anyway. Treston's men's club, Couple of Lads, has announced they will have an early morning greeting committee for, apparently, anyone who passes that way at that time. We consider it a community service, one of their members said. We want the first welcome visitors received to be ours, and a happy one at that. It should be noted that a few members of the organization served during the Second World War. It would appear that their devotion to this country also extends to making a good impression of it as well. Good show. In other news, Mr. Christian Bensley of Bensley Manufacturing has decided to allow quite a few of his company's stock and equipment to be sold off in a public auction. If you're not aware, Bensley Manufacturing is a metalworking business that also developed advanced weaponry for British forces during both World Wars. As of late, the company has slumped into a near defunction, which may have halted Mr. Bensley's increase in his already considerable fortune. Mr. Bensley's adult son and heir to the company, Alwyn, was asked to comment on the issue, but initially declined, turning our subsequent interview to his father.
I believe that this sale will be beneficial for everyone involved.
Sure, bits of bombs floating around everywhere is good for everyone.
Alwyn,
why ask me? He's the one selling his junk. What do you want me to say? Goodbye.
That's the voice of a young prince. That's the company's air for you. People say old age makes me not in a right mindset, but that is the only decision I felt confirms it thus far.
Whether he's right or not is somewhat up to debate. But considering the younger Bensley's frequent late-night escapades, well-documented in kiosk magazines, and his release from university, perhaps that debate is already settled. You're listening to Turnstile 23, your source for news in your local...
Mr. Alwyn? I don't want to disturb you, but your father is asking after you. Mr. Alwyn?
Well, I don't hear anybody else.
Oh, sorry, sir. I just... Sir? Sir? I do not hear. What's this? Oh, what do you think? It's probably a note. Saying he's run off to wherever and he won't be found. Oh. I'm right. Blast.
Oh. Not invested in bike racks yet, have we? Belle? Hey, Belle!
Shh! Quiet.
Oh. Where is she? The back? There you are!
Shh!
What? Teresa?
Yes, it's me!
Is there something you need help finding? A book, a... You're off nurse duty. I thought that was only on special emergencies.
This is, apparently. And it's all emergencies.
What's wrong?
Something rather unexpected. And it's an emergency for you too, by the way.
For me? What?
Well, can I get you out of here and on a train with me for Castle on Wheels if it's convenient?
You're not making any sense. Has something happened?
I'm sorry, it's just... Mr. Phelps, Rudyard Phelps, just got word that Alwyn Bensley's gone missing.
Rudyard Phelps? From that men's sporting club that goes out shooting every Thursday or something?
He's a friend of General Bensley, retired. The General's Alwyn's uncle. The General's calling up every friend he knows to search for him. That means Mr. Phelps, anyone at the club. Mr. Phelps contacted me since I'm a nurse.
Wait, how do you know him? How does he know you? Why are you telling me?
Do you know this isn't a large town, Belinda? Everyone knows everyone. Or they ought to. Just not you, it seems, Lady Bookworm.
I resent that. I resent that very much.
He asked me to come along in case of injuries.
Injuries?
It's a bit of a spur of the moment, Belinda. Very exciting. I do want to help. Thing is, they might need someone smart, good with maps, and reading.
So get that someone. Not me.
Everyone else is putting their all in here, and I don't feel like I can just do nothing. I'm asking for your help as a friend.
Won't you get in trouble for leaving early?
My superiors understand. Will yours?
I don't.
Look, it's an adventure.
So,
And I need to get you out of here anyway. You skimp on dances, outings. And I've volunteered you. I'm busy with your two patrons. This will be worth it, I promise. Can I pack a little? Just a little. Library's closing early, everyone. An adventure's starting. Don't you shush me. You've always said you'd move. But you never do it, Belinda. Shh, yourself. Oh, excuse us. You all right there, Belinda? Well, considering I'm currently on a train for a place I had no intention of going on for some mad quest you've dragged me onto, not to mention I've had to pay for my own ticket on here, I miss the days when all you set me up on were blind dates. Technically, this could be considered one, since we are about to meet our fellow allies. Oh, how wonderful. In the company of retired army men with hanging cheeks and occasional arthritis.
Some of them fought in the Second World War, you know.
So... autographs and we're off?
Well, acquaintances always put people at odds. So let's have a good start, then. We're here. Hello? Nurse and map reader entering? Come on. Do you suppose we'll get a carbine at least?
Oh dear.
I doubt that an awful lot, Charles. And if there were, it'd be in the hand of the coppers. Not the young whips.
Well, if Mr. Bensley's got all that weaponry lying around. If he has the coppers, why'd he call us?
He called the general his brother first, then he called us.
Former general, I should think. The war's been over for a good long while. Let it be over.
Gentlemen.
Oh, tea?
I'm Teresa Nelson, and this is Belinda Ford. I am a registered nurse, and here to offer any medical assistance, as asked by Mr. Phelps here.
Is she a nurse too?
I'm a... librarian. She's good with maps and directions.
Right, the more the merrier. I knew we could count on you, Miss Nesta.
Thank you. Where's the, general?
He's gone to wire Mr. Bensley ahead of time. There's some more fellows he found in Castle on wheels.
Oh, Lord, there's more.
Well, let me get you two ladies situated with these two gents. On my left's Nelson Campbell, equipment specialist back in the war, and one of our radio at the club needs fixing.
Radio'd be good about now.
To my right, to my dismay, is Charles Stamp, the youngest member. He's a janitor, really. Now, I did try to dissuade him from this in case you thought me irresponsible.
I've a right to be here as an honorary member. Eh? They just don't like us shy in 20s being here.
Youth has little to do with ability or function, I've heard.
I'll take that.
You brought another clever one. Did you have to?
Never know what it could lead to.
Well, don't listen to them. We'll prove ourselves soon enough.
I thought we were trying to find Mr. Bensley, not prove ourselves.
I second that notion.
Sir! Charles, up on your feet.
Well, I trust you've acquainted yourselves accordingly. Some of you I'm meeting for the first time. Miss Nesta, I know. And you?
Belinda Ford. Oh, sir.
Good, good. As I said, some of us have met before, making this a sort of reunion. A reunion I'd hoped would have been made on happier circumstances. But as it is, I have called the majority of you to form a division. Not so much that you will be divided by mutiny or arithmetic, but as a... it's been a while.
Pertaining to the military, sir?
As such, yes. We are a division of which I am the leader, to find my nephew... Alwyn Bensley. He is our objective and our target. I have taken the liberty of giving this objective a moniker, a rather clever one. He is a reactionary bastard. That is to say.
There's ladies present, General.
He's a bastard in the familial sense. Yes. He is actually not his father's legitimate son, which may have led to some internal tension between them as of late.
Well, it'd have to be. At least if he didn't know till now.
He knew. Which has led to a bit of paternal disdain on his father's part. Which leads me to the first part of my phrase. He is a... what was it?
Technically, That is the first part of your phrase. He is a...
What?
No, you said he is a... I was just confirming that.
Silence and rakes!
Sorry.
I called him a reactionary... Well, a bastard.
I know that part.
But he has proclaimed himself a reactionary in the letter he left behind in his room.
Which I do agree with.
He does react very strongly to anything that aggravates him.
Nearly everything these days.
That reactionary impulse of his, I think, may get him into more trouble than he thinks. Yes. Something else you wish to share?
My friend says that's not quite what reactionary means. Not someone who just reacts to stuff. It's someone against progress or legalism.
Against the progress of this meeting, I warrant.
That may be true, though. He may be against his father's progress at auctioning off his business, leading him to head towards his father's hub of weaponry. A sort of private property, would it not? Harboring wartime vehicles, aeroplanes, and artillery. Considering his temperament, he may be planning to utilize any of these items aggressively.
Oh, Lord.
But that's assuming they are operational.
A good deal of them are. This division's task is to observe it, infiltrate it, and potentially protect it.
But that's assuming he's actually hanging around there.
Well, young Charles, there's nothing like being too careful. I realize this may seem a bit ridiculous. Even a tad paranoid to each of you. But knowing Alwyn for most of his life, we must trust he makes the right decision. And in each other, in case he doesn't. If he does not, I do have a plan.
Charles, give his hand with these. What, no, not all of that. How about a bicycle?
Pretty bicycles. You've got this huge car here, and a whole area with jeeps.
Old jeeps, but...
Reserve judgment for later, lad.
Speed and stealth may be the aim here, hence the bikes.
Teresa, nothing on this map looks like a grouping of automobiles together.
Well, just look for the name, or an inconspicuous aeroplane.
Where?
There. Further along the line of little jeeps.
Oh. Charming little line. How do you think he got them all parked in neat rows, do you think?
Any progress, ladies?
Not much.
Well, no one's needed surgery. Or even some gauze.
Oh, a scrape.
There's one. What's the trouble, then?
General. You're sure Mr. Bensley's been seen around here?
The security guard at the entrance confirmed it. So did a little tracking device I have. The other division at the gates will let us know as well.
And do you think it'd take all of us to, nab him?
If need be.
Maybe we could just have a quick chat and everyone goes out?
Would be rather nice. A sensible conversation. Man to man. Or woman. No broken bones.
Right.
But it's going back that... Never mind. Carry on.
There we are.
Thank you. General, what can you say about the aeroplane over there? Fully tanked, I shouldn't hope.
That looks like one of the bombers. Sleek looking. I wouldn't mind having a spin.
I suppose you've got a flying license?
No. Just a shooting one.
You can't do it all, you know. Young snappers. Probably thinking of scooting off like Alwyn there. All these young people. Thinking they're handed it all. Can do it all. So they go off on a spree, trying to prove something.
Again, I'd have to disagree, Mr. Phelps. Being shy of 30, I don't feel any particular urge to go romping off anywhere.
You're jealous of us, Mr. Phelps?
Well, nah. Nelson and I would be just as capable of jumping up on a whim.
No. Bad leg. And back.
I've got bad eyes. If that helps.
Well, that just makes me sad.
May I remind you all that Alwyn is not a whimsical fellow?
What's he doing this for, then? Getting us decent folk together from our grumping?
He's angry, Rudyard. And he's in a playground of artillery. He should be found before he does something we might all regret.
What was that?
There's a bit of smoke in the distance. 50 yards or so.
Investigation worthy. Phelps, Campbell, if you please.
Yes. You all right then, Nelson?
I think so.
Well, ladies. Well. Nice weather, isn't it?
Yes. Have you found out where we are yet, Belle?
Maybe. Is it that little yellow patch there alongside the river?
I don't think so.
You know, I wasn't kidding about the shooting license. I've just got it last year. It's a practice one, though. I do some pheasant shooting, too. I've won one trophy for... can't remember. I'm sure a map's more interesting. You know, compasses and stuff.
Maybe it's that green space. The whole map's green there. I think we'll just look down there.
Anyone fancy a packet of crisps?
Oh, yes, please.
Right.
Wait, what kind are they?
There we go. They're, plain.
Oh. I've been meaning to try one of the onion ones. Did you hear something?
Right.
Want me to try?
No. Oh, brilliant. Do they all go... What the... Oi!
Someone was in that car.
Two guesses who that is. Come on. Come on. Come on.
What? How? What? What?
Down! Come on!
Charles? Plan?
We can't wait him out. What if he makes a move while we're not watching? This way. Well, now he's done something.
Another plan?
Here's one. We, talk to him.
Can't tell with actual bullets. Still can't see.
Charles!
Fine. Mr. Alwyn Bensley? Do you mind coming out and not shooting at us?
You're afraid yourself. I don't have bullets in this.
Knew it. We're supposed to find you.
And then what? Take me back to Father. We're just more lackeys.
No, just... Look, can't we talk about this?
Why, hear me out? Well, you could just send me back. I'm not falling for it.
We'd love to hear you out. We could just sit here and talk, I suppose. What do you want to say, Alwyn?
I suppose I should say... Talk's rather cheap, isn't it?
Charles! It wasn't me! Why is that in your hand, then?
It was just in case.
Keep them out, boys. You never know who'll hit who.
See?
And that's proof of what?
Apparently that little planted smoke device was a distraction. Don't worry. If he nabs a car, we'll be able to catch up easily.
Are you sure of that?
Thought you said the tanks were empty in that.
Half, then. Well now, General. We've lost our target. We follow him.
He'll know we're after him.
Then we'll play his earlier game. I need bike volunteers. Two to ride ahead of Alwyn as a distraction.
I can take one. Belinda? What? Can you ride one? Quickly? Not too bad. You can keep up a good pace, I must say.
You owe me a lot now.
Turn!
Blast! What? It's ahead of us now. What's he doing?
What was that?
He's got explosives after all.
Split!
What is he dropping?
We're still alive. Stay ahead of him. Hopefully our group will follow us. I get the feeling he's not going to chase after us anymore. We might have distracted long enough. Another?
No, look. Smoke's coming out of the engines. Maybe a shot before the fuel ran out.
Belt, stop!
What?
Stop!
That's a bloody steep hill to go down. Into a clearing. No. No, break. Don't hit the... Land in the grass.
Ah.
Were we near a barn?
I'd hope so. That was near the river. I was just hoping for shelter if need be.
Think nursing's required here?
If you crashed into the side of a barn on an aircraft... Possibly.
I'll try and find an easier pathway down.
Teresa, there was no point in me being here. Admit it.
I'll see you down there. Hold still. There are minor burns.
Just burns.
That might get infected.
I don't care. I know for a fact that's not true, Alwyn. You care about a lot of things.
None of this was any of your business. Especially you, Uncle.
What about when you shoot up half of the country in an aeroplane?
What has your father said now? It's why you ran, isn't it?
When you run after however many years of put downs, one day... You just can't take it anymore.
You can't take what you don't understand. You reacted and now there's consequences.
So, was it Hoffertang in the plane really, or did you?
I did fire once at it, but...
But what?
Mr. Phelps said, never be proud for firing at a shot nowheres. So I guess I'm not happy if I fired it for ill.
Yeah, scares people off sometimes too.
You...
Yeah, I said it.
What is this?
You're not taking me back. I'll run before that, I swear.
We've bikes. Now relax.
It must be the group out front of the gates.
Let me have that.
All right there, brother.
Alwyn. Father. I've been worried. I'm sure about you. I know you may not want to hear this bloody right. I'm sorry. Alwyn. I never meant to speak about you in public as such a derogatory manner, or in private. You are my son, and if I treat you as anything less, what sort of father does that make me? An old ungrateful idiot. You're angry at me, I know. For my disdain I gave you all. Or you thought I gave you. I never gave you any. But if you've had others say things saying I said, throw them out. Throw them out. Don't run after them in anger. All it'll do is split us apart. I love you, son. Cannot we let bygones be bygones? Yes. Well, that.
Is there a mosquito around here?
What?
Christian!
Father!
Mr. Benson. Careful, son. You never know what emits from bombs and all that.
What the heck was that?
Let me see. It looks like a small missile blown open. Hey, here's something from its inside. Looks like a small tracker.
What? Like the one you had, General?
There's something that looks like a W on it. W. B.
William.
That would it help if I said I had nothing to do with this?
Say that again.
My division. We will now retreat. Quickly.
Nelson! Retreat!
Wait, what? Come on, Bell. What about a car? Or a bike? We're incriminating ourselves, you know that?
Did no one hear my comment of bad back and leg?
I'm sorry, sir. It's my fault for saying that out loud.
Are they actually coming after us, then?
I don't know. It's getting pretty dark.
Do you all think you could find your way to help? Together? Miss Ford?
William? If you think for one second we're leaving you here, that won't happen. Especially not if you didn't do it. Did you?
No.
Well, that settles it. We're a division. And we're trusting loyals. Right?
Right. We came here with you, and we'll leave here with you. Still have the question of how, though. I might as well tell you all something. I'm rubbish at reading maps there, I said it.
Miss Ford, I'm afraid that was obvious.
Oh, is that grounding? Who are you?
Uncle, you...
Stop! Please stop, Mr. Bensley. This whole mix-up is my fault. Yes! Your uncle has a tracker similar to the one in the missile. I saw it. But he's already said he didn't do it, and we all believe him. He's been a fair leader thus far, and I seriously doubt he would try to injure you. In fact, he's spoken very highly in your favor. Please, we wanted to hear you out earlier. Just hear him out.
I don't need to.
That's what got you here in the first place, isn't it? Reacting to what your father said without hearing him out.
You're not listening.
Neither are you. So for once in your life, could you?
I did. My uncle didn't send the missile. Father did.
What? You can't be serious.
He told me. It wasn't a... It was just meant to knock me out. Maybe something break. So I'd have to stay at home. He did it electronically. Once he saw me in the plane on camera. So, it's a bit like... It's a bit like the smoke bomb I used earlier.
Blast you, Christian.
I'd say ditto, but... He was desperate, he was... I've chased after his respect. His love my whole life. Now he's chased after me. But... I don't know if it's love at all. Well, he wants me there. At home. He can have me. I'll take over for him. Might not be long anyway. What do I do, though?
Miss Ford put it rather nicely. Listen. Listen to all of what people say. Be patient. And find some people you can trust. I think I know a few.
What can I do for inconveniencing all of you?
Onion crisps. What? I'm hungry.
Well, some points might help. Yeah.
Well, that was was a fun little jaunt, wasn't it? Come on.
I didn't need to be there.
You think so? I thought you came in handy at the end. I don't want to see another map again for the rest of my life. Belle, I'm sorry I dragged you into this. I just thought a little get-together'd be good for you. You might have made some friends. Well, this was good. Break from our daily lives. Something different. It doesn't feel right, though. How? All that happened. All it did was tear two people apart. And we just happened to watch it. That's all adventures do. Push people apart. Sometimes. Or it can bring people together. Sometimes. Anyway, you still owe me. Oh, right. What?
We'll start with these.
What? Hey!
You can't eat in the library. We're not open yet. Besides, we didn't used to have that rule.
It's progress. It's progress, you reactionary.
I'm a rebel.
Did I just start something?
You've been listening to The Reactionary Bastard. If you liked this episode and or you wanted to hear more, please subscribe to this podcast and feel free to comment. The Reactionary Bastard was written, directed, and acted out by me, Zachary Williams. I also did the sound design and created the music as well. Make sure to stick around for the next episode 3 weeks from now. And I think the last time I said this, I wouldn't be describing the next episode, but maybe I'll start doing that. Just not this week. Anyway, thanks for listening, and hopefully you'll be back next time for the Elephas Hour.